Loving people isn't always easy, is it? In fact, sometimes it's downright hard. But it's what God requires us to do. I'm Steve Douglas, and Jeff Parrott is our guest.
I would say to be bold, be loving. And I think one of the, especially with this generation, my wife and I have three boys in the, high school and middle school and elementary school. So we engage with them kind of on those levels there. But I think one of the biggest things is to be confident in the gospel. The gospel is very powerful, that God is already at work before we even talk to people. For the boy, that the young man that gave me that cassette tape, I know afterwards he said, I was nervous giving it to you. I didn't know how you would react. But God had already been working on me since before I was born. He had called me, as the scriptures teach us. And so know that too, that God is ahead of us as we do that. So we can be bold and confident, but loving and listening.
Maybe you find it difficult to start spiritual conversations. So why not start with a question?
One of the questions I usually ask is, I say, if we get into a conversation, is to say, well, what's your view of God? And they may say, well, I'm from this religious background. Mm-hmm. And to say, well, that's fine, but what's your view of God, even within that context? And just look for opportunities to share your story. Because I think as we share our story, as we share our testimony, that's very, very powerful. I would say, coupled with that, though, is to know how to share the gospel and giving people the opportunity and saying, would you like to pray to receive Christ? Because if we don't give them the opportunity, people that aren't believers, aren't Christians, they're not going to ask them that. And so God could really use us in that.
So be ready to share your experiences. God can use you to make a difference in people's lives.